Hi, Martin. Welcome to our studio.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk about meeting architecture, but what is it about?
Meeting architecture is about the content side of meetings and events. Ultimately, it's about what do we want to accomplish with a meeting, with an event, because lots of money goes into it, and we want to know what comes out of it.
So a traditional event organizer who handles all logistics is not enough to organize a good conference or event?
I think a lot of event organizers already know a lot about the stuff that is mm-hmm. needed to be a good content designer or meeting architect. Same thing with meeting planners. They've been around for a while and they know a lot of stuff. But I really think that there is space for a focus on this content side. Mm-hmm. So usually the challenge is that when you are organizing an event and you do everything, that the content side, you know, kind of falls off the table.
Yeah.
Because obviously everybody cares about the food and the place and needs to look right and the branding and all that stuff. And so lots of money goes into that. And if you mm-hmm. have an international conference, you know, the travel and the hotel takes up a lot of money. So that takes a lot of attention. So the content side tends to fall off the table. So, and the idea is to, you know, keep that on the table by having a meeting architecture. It's a challenging term in the sense that the content of the conference, when you talk about cardiology, for example, mm-hmm. obviously the meeting architect doesn't know everything that needs to be known about cardiology. That's mm-hmm. the surgeons and and the professors and the speakers. They understand the content. But designing the content of the meeting means designing the learning, designing the networking, and designing the motivational aspect of a meeting. Because that is something that the meeting owner doesn't really know, the speakers don't really know. They know their topic, but they don't necessarily know how to precisely, you know, bring information to an audience so that they go home with it and do something with it.
And what could be ways to improve the learnings out of a conference?
There's a lot of things, obviously, you can do. The toolbox is gigantic. It's still growing, especially technology section of the toolbox is growing. But the simple example is to chunk a presentation, to cut the presentation into pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Give people some time to talk about what was previously presented by the expert. Give them time to talk about it with colleagues and put this idea that they just learned into their perspective, into their world, and talk
instead
to each other.
Having one full presentation of 60 minutes.
Yes. Expert, discussion, and maybe some feedback. You know, expert again, 10 minutes, and then 5 minutes discussion. I mean, that works so much better for learning because people have a limit for concentration, but also for what they can take in a short time.
But don't you have a challenge then with the speakers because they need to adapt their presentations and they're used to give always the same 50-minute presentation everywhere?
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily is a painful process for the speaker, but they're kind of difficult to reach, don't have time, are not interested, etc. So it's a big challenge. But on the other hand, it's a big opportunity as well because you can change so much as far as the effect and the impact is concerned of your sessions, based on a limited amount of time and money invested in speaker management and presentation management.
Something I see a lot of times at a Congress is you have a general topic of the Congress and then you have eight speakers coming over, but they all do their own thing and it's there's no
coherence
in between the different presentations.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think, you know, conference design and session design and meeting design is one of the biggest fields mm-hmm. where we can have influence as well as meeting professionals, meeting architects. If you look at a conference as a whole, a conference obviously is a set of sessions with breaks, etc. Yeah. This needs to tell a story. And so if possible, the speakers need to know each other and adapt their presentations to each other. But obviously, that's not a simple process.
Mm-hmm.
It's much simpler if you look at session level.
But that's why you need another guy than the event organizer who's doing the logistics.
Yes, I think sometimes it can be combined. But I think it's a good thing to think about a focus on the content side because it's a specialty. You have to go to different trade shows. You have to read different magazines. You have to read different books. There's different, you know, knowledge and toolbox mm-hmm. and everything is very specific. So I think it's a good idea to really have somebody focus on this content and work with the speakers, for example.
At the Meeting Support Institute, you guys have a few books and a toolbox that can help people out. Can you tell us about something about it?
Yeah, everything kind of starts with meeting architecture, the manifesto. So it's kind mm-hmm. of the groundwork for meeting architecture as a discipline. Mm-hmm. Then there is several books from the Meeting Support Institute and other publishers. For example, the Tweeting Meeting is about social media for meetings and events. This was written by 15 different authors. Then there is the Toolbox, which is a growing new project with different specialists and ideas for technology for changing the design of meetings, etc. And then finally, which is still in the making, is the workbook for this process. How do you design a conference based on objectives? So how do you identify the objectives?
Yeah.
And how do you then change the design of the meeting to support those objectives?
And people can order those books on your website?
Yes, they're available on meetingsupport.org, O-R-G, mm-hmm. and also on Amazon. So you can order them as an ebook or as a paper book in
Amazon.
That's
easy to read on my Kindle.
Absolutely.
Okay, Maarten, I really want to thank you for coming over to our studio.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next time.